Roll the smoke. Nigga always talking that tough shit. Nigga put a date on me. Everybody sitting there talking around here. Yeah, this is our place on. Running through the money and the bitch keep calling. Hold up, she gon' have to wait on me. VVS diamond dripping off my t-shirt. Reach for her, I'ma put your face on me. Rolls Royce truck on the way, can't stand for her. Still had to wait on me. Blue for the run, I'm sitting around there, got it. Who is it? Still had to pay for her. Pack coming in on iPhone. I'ma keep it 30 in my phone. I'ma buy a broken from my shop. Nigga did me dirty, ran off on me. Took off. Plug did me dirty, took off on me. Lil Hill is at the phone, got soft on me. I'm from the streets, you gotta pay with your life. I got away with the white, you just like your father, and he was a rat. So that mean he raised him a mice. Yeah, I had it trapped in the night. Yeah, I put that pack on flight. Yeah, I shot on them pussies the same night. Late in the bushes, a rainy night. Won't put no hoes on no pedals to edibles. I'm tryna fuck them the same night. I put two hoes on the same flight. Cook up 10 bricks in the same pot. I shot four niggas the same glove. Too many of you niggas got the same watch. Why you compete with me, nigga? We are not playing with the same chip. It's murder, no murder for high. And that shit been stuck on my mindset. Set coming in and the money on flow. Gotta put a step on. Can't hit a plate, scrape off the plate. Hey, gotta put the cap on. Pussy ass nigga always talking that tough shit. Nigga put a date on. Everybody sitting there talking around here. Yeah, this is our place on. Running through the money and the bitch keep coming. Hold up, she gon' have to wait on. VVS diamond dripping off my t-shirt. Reach for her, I'ma put your face on. Rolls Royce truck on the way, cash down for her. Still had to wait on. Flew up for the ride, sit around there, got it. Ooh, nigga, still had to pay for her. $100,000 love, half on. Half on. Ain't time to show money. Plug key, call it, we gon' take that down. Better do some more money. Labels on my contract, same type of shit. Nope. Tell them that I know money. I used to shout with a bitch, she got a low. She kept a little bit of niggas, and she get a number better than these boogies I'm getting. I swear that I'm flooding the city. A real nigga better not this me, cause I run on hills. Everywhere I go, they win. Pack coming in on the back street. 12 ride by, nigga still keep working. $50,000 for a show. No, I goddamn well, nigga still ain't working. I told these folks that I quit. No, I goddamn well, nigga still see me serve. Got a trap going crazy by the first and the third. Got a lot of cash money, I can still get burned. Get away with my chain, you can still get murdered. Had a FN on it when I did get burned. Cause she so good. I was really in the streets, you can do your research. Set coming in and a mile on four. Gotta put a step on. Can't hit a plate, scrape it off the plates. Gotta put the cap on. Pussy ass nigga always talking that tough shit. Nigga put a date on. Everybody sitting there talking around here. Yeah, this is our place on. Running through the money and the bitch keep coming. Hold up, she gon' have to wait on. VVS diamond dripping off my t-shirt. Reach for her, I'ma put your face on. Rolls Royce truck on the way, cash down for her. Still had to wait on.
Little baby done gave Gotti a hit, man. That's what's up, man. Hey, one thing I can say is you motherfuckers that always look at QC and say QC this. One thing I think that y'all, the biggest part that y'all don't get about QC is that they perfected the craft of having multiple people hot. And y'all forget the whole message because the reason everybody fall out here is because nobody wants to have multiple people hot. They want to try to get one person instead of, nobody works on three or four different people. It's always one area that's going to get pushed a little harder. And I think that's the best thing that, like, if you think about it, if you look at why the reasons why Lil Baby is not the hottest artist in the game right now, and one of the biggest reasons is possibly because of the nigga Gunna, who's also wearing the same jersey. You see what I'm saying? So technically, I don't even think they like Lil Baby. I don't think Lil Baby is YSL. You know what I'm saying? What am I saying right? Yeah, I don't think Lil Baby's not. Lil Baby's QC. Gunna's not QC. You know what I'm saying? But they friends and family, so it's even worse. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it looks, it's not worse, it's better, but it looks even worse on our behalf because we can't even all root for the same person that's in your damn label from around your way. You know what I'm saying? You gotta wait. Nah, I can't focus on him right now until this come right. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's all, I'm telling you, man, like, y'all need to pay attention to that. That it's a possibility that multiple people can get hot, man. You know what I'm saying? And multiple people supporting people. And everybody putting on for everybody. Like, as in, like, if you hot and you got another artist that's coming up on your label. Nigga, you jump, you wanna bring that nigga to the top with you real quick, you jump back on that nigga label, on his song or whatever, and you put him out there with, you know what I'm saying, like this hit. Everybody wanna like show who first, and then, you know, I seen that shit and it hurt my feelings so much for a person to think that, oh, he been doing this so long that even though we on the same team, I gotta grind up to get where you at. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the slow grind that's gonna slow everything up. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be able to, you know, if you can give a free life, you know what I'm saying, to your man, give him that free life. Don't make your man grind up. You know what I'm saying? Like, didn't y'all just do 12 years in the hood, 15 years in the hood together, 9 years in the hood together, 6 years in the hood together? That ain't enough loyalty. You know what I'm saying? That ain't enough. Why you doing music with him if the nigga, you know what I'm saying? Why, like, if it's been, y'all been together, been click tight for that long, why take so long for, you know what I'm saying, for you guys to help each other? You know what I'm saying? Like, and before y'all was doing this rap, that man had your back. You know what I'm saying? You probably sleep at his house, he sleep at your house. You know what I'm saying? You got all that stuff that's been going on with just everyday life as a young nigga coming up. But you guys can't support each other on, oh no, I gotta wait till he get a certain amount. He just started. I can't put him on my shit, or I can't have him, I can't feature him on my song yet. Wait, let him do his own. Nah, that's the reason why shit moving in fucking in half a second slow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Your shit ain't even, you're not even clearly half of where you need to be at. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I that's just a lesson I want to show. Like, they are, I think people look at them and big up QC for a lot of reasons. They big them up. They big up QC for a lot of reasons, and the reasons are, like, I think for the wrong things. That should be the main thing, how they are able to get multiple niggas hot and keep them hot, and they all rich as hell. You know what I'm saying? That's what, but y'all, well, people want to look at them as, oh, they just making the greatest music right now. It's not even that. Like, they make okay music, but a lot of people make good music. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, like you think about it, if that was the case, shit, Yo Gotti is arguably a powerhouse. You know what I'm saying? Like, Yo Gotti got Black Youngster had his stamp all over. You know what I'm saying? Black Youngster was everywhere. He still like popping. Whenever he jump out, he, you know what I'm saying, they fucking with him. You know what I'm saying? But remember, he had his day where he was blazing. Little Bitty Horde, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So he had his day. You know what I'm saying? Moneybagg Yo is fucking flaming. I think his last mixtape, he took a little bit of a step back, because I don't think it was as tough as, I don't think it was as tough. Like, his future features, it was like, the songs started out crazy, but they didn't finish strong. A lot of his songs didn't finish strong, so I think, you know, you could tell he probably just, you know, like, now some of them, when they get to a certain point of where they at now, a lot of them, you just, man, put a fucking project together and drop that shit. Your fan, you got enough fans, you know what I'm saying? If you got 1 million people right here, and they all love Moneybagg Yo, all you need is half of that, you know, half of that million to buy your album on iTunes, and that's already, they already rich off that. You know what I'm saying? That's enough streams, and that, you know what I'm saying? So, once you reach 1 million followers and all that shit, 1 million people, like I said, that whole million probably ain't, you know, buying all your shit, but if you can get it to that point, you know what I'm saying? That, like, that's how 6ix9ine was able to prevail, because he was able to, whatever his follower amount is, he was able to damn near get that many of the little young motherfuckers to actually play, and, you know, two streams equals a download or something like that. Like how, even if they don't download your record, you know, as long as they're pushing play on it, that's money. You see what I'm saying? So, like I said, Moneybagg Yo is flaming. It's about time for them to come out with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, if you think about it, because everybody else, because Gunna is YSL's one artist that's big. Young Thug is himself. You know what I'm saying? He's YSL, but, like, far as, like, a littler protege would be Gunner. You know what I'm saying? And Gunner did his thing. And then, you know, the Migos is who they are. And then I guess you could say Lil Baby. Lil Baby is blazing. So honestly, Gotti got two. Gotti produced more niggas that's hot. Like QC had a lot of different people, but they ain't doing good now. They all dissing the label and all kind of shit and let me out this fucking contract. And you know what I'm saying? So people had their horses, and you know, and like I said, that's why I say, and they got some smaller artists that's popping, and they crank too. You probably haven't came past them or whatever, but they just ain't as big as Lil Baby yet. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, Lil Baby, but Lil Baby is kind of like one artist. You know what I'm saying? Then you got the rest of them good new dudes. Let me see, Skipper the Flipper. You know, Rich the Kid is kind of like on his own. You know, like if you count when you look at it from that picture, it's like, oh yeah, QC hands down. But honestly, it's really Gotti. He leading the way with, you know, like Young Dolph. Young Dolph has the little young boy, Glock, the little Glock. That's Key Glock. Key Glock that's Young Dolph's artist. So that's. Everybody's produced one person that's pretty big, you know what I'm saying? But Gotti has two, you know what I'm saying? Now, like I said, Migos is who they is, and then, you know, and so it's kind of like, yeah, like Gotti is, like if he come out with another person that goes big as Moneybagg or Black Youngster, I'm telling you, you'll have to put him up there, man, because, you know, you know, man, he about to get his whole label back hot because everybody about to be turned his way now because, you know, with this Lil Baby song. So this y'all gonna blow up the video suite, you know. But yeah, man, like I said, y'all pay attention, man. Pay attention to how people coming up, man. Like forget about that. Sometimes, like, you know, doing things with your team, you know, it attract people that like to see, you know, brothers do stuff. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just like, you know, single people, it attract motherfuckers to follow your movement. You know what I'm saying? So, but the people got to see you being loyal. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like a basketball game when you see a dude fall. And you run over there and you see the rest of the team run over there and pick cuz up. You know what I'm saying? You like going to see that, or like one of the biggest memes was two black guys that I guess they played. Kyle was playing college ball, and I guess the big boy had just did something that was like fucked up or something. He might have like missed a shot or something, and he immediately put his hand down, and then you see one of his little teammates, maybe a point guard or something on the team, he runs smack over there to him, grabs his chin, and pushes in the air. That shit had like millions and millions of shares because it's like you empowering your brother, you know what I'm saying? So it's the same way with that shit. If niggas see you try to be selfish and worry about yourself and try you only fucking with the people that's all about you, then like people will gravitate away from you. They may still like your picture, you know what I'm saying? They gonna still like your picture or whatever, but when you drop your shit, that's why you ain't seeing no views or no, you know what I'm saying, you gotta buy views and shit like that because you're not seeing no progression because people really don't see the snake in you. They just ain't saying it. Like, the one thing about the DMV for sure, maybe the whole world, if a nigga seeing you doing some shit wrong, like, they are not going to say nothing. It's very seldom that a person will say something. Even when y'all talk about the situation, they'll still sit there and give you the, oh, shit, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't people's place. Like I said, it take a real one to sit there and give you the ball game from the other side. Like, you know what I'm saying? Give you the possible game plan from the other side. You know what I'm saying? They just gonna sit there and let you talk and let you do your thing because it's your moment. You hear the other person not. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? And a lot of people get confused and have people thinking, oh shit, they niggas know I'm loyal, but when they really look at you, they like, man, what have you really done for niggas? Like, you know what I'm saying? What have you really done besides try to put yourself on a pedestal above your peers. You know what I'm saying? You think about that, man. For all you number ones, all you number one receivers in the rap game, just think about that shit. What have you done for the smaller artists besides, you know what I'm saying? You got to think about that. If you can't think of too many, then you need to change something. Maybe more songs with them. You know what I'm saying? Get your team involved. You know, Kyrie Irving called LeBron about, you know, something that was going on with my Celtics. The next game he came out and had 17 assists. So what you think LeBron told him? You need to move that ball. Pass it. Get everybody involved. The team play better when everybody's involved. Don't try to have people sitting in the back. You know what I'm saying? And ain't shit going on. Like, you know what I'm saying, in the back. You got motherfuckers in the back. And it's all everything happening in the front. You know what I'm saying? Like put all your people on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a big man coming down the lane. Throw that oop. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm switching back and forth from basketball analogies to life. But you should get what I'm saying. Put your team on. Everything is, if it's a team, put your team on. Put everybody to work. Have everybody doing something. Don't have nobody just sitting around, because that's how they lose interest, man. Ain't nobody going to sit around and support you if they ain't into nothing. You know what I'm saying? They need to be in the video roles. You know what I'm saying? They got to just be interacting with song, like anything. Like, put your team on. Y'all be having y'all teams just sitting around at the studio chilling, not knowing shit, not hearing shit. And then when it's time for a show, let's go. Because you need me out there to look sweet with you. Like, nah, man. Like, take care of your team, man. Take care of your team.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.